So you did have an MRI?
It wasn't an MRI, no.
Okay. Take a look at your interception on tape today?
Yep. Watch film. It was definitely good, man. Good up front, good pressure up front, man, and which allowed me to make that play. So, you know, I can't take all the credit for that.
You get the ball?
Definitely. You know, you mean as far as the ball? No, I haven't got it. No. I haven't got it. I was talking to one of the players last night about it. I have to go. I got to go look for it, man. I don't think they kept it for me. I got to go. I don't know, man. I got to go.
Maybe they didn't realize.
Do some research, huh?
Maybe they didn't realize it was your first or something. You know?
Nah. They know it's more to come. So yeah. You know, it's definitely a start.
I mean, is it hard to you know, used to haven't seemed to be fazed by any of this, you know, from the start of anything. You know, rookies sometimes get a little. You know, look at your, you know, David here. You know, sometimes it's hard to adjust. Doesn't seem like your adjustment has been that hard.
I mean, really, it's just the preparation, preparing yourself, man, to have that confidence. And, you know, the coach was doing a great job of preparing me, you know, giving me that confidence by throwing me out there and, you know, just getting a feel for the game. You know, I feel like I'm catching on and just going out there playing ball and doing what's expected.
It's also something about yourself, too, I would think, though.
Definitely.
The attitude you bring, right?
I mean, definitely. You got to have that. You got to have that. You got to bring that, especially in the position I play. Because the guy across you, he going to line up. He got that same attitude. He got that same swagger about himself. So, you know, I got to bring mine.
Wait, did you open your eyes a little bit when you saw the Corey Steve Smith wrestling match?
I mean, it's all in the love of the game, man. Them guys go at it, you know, every time they line up. So, you know, it's all for the good of the game, and you know, may the best man win.
I mean, that was not only during the game; that was after.
Yeah, I mean, it's it happens. It's football. You know, it's football. It's egos, emotion. It's, you know, it's one player getting after the other. You know, so you're gonna see that. And I mean, it was something good to watch. You know, good to watch those two great players.
Is there nothing like being out there to help you grow as a player? If you know what I'm saying? Getting that time, the actual playing time.
It definitely helps. It definitely helps, man. And playing at this level, you definitely need that experience and getting out there and being with those guys who have the experience. And you know, helps you grow. It helps you better as a player.
Do you think, you know, there was some early struggles with the defensive back? You know, do you think with you emerging now, with Prince back on the field, that, you know, the secondary is going to stabilize? Looking forward.
I think so. You know, unfortunately, guys had to go down, but at the same time, they bring guys in to take to fill those positions with, you know, if that situation do happen. And in this case, it did. So, you know, like I said before, coaches do a great job of preparing the next man up. You know, it's the NFL, so the next man up, we got to be ready, just as good as the, you know, the guy who's in front of him. So, you know, his coach is doing a great job of that, and you just got to be ready whenever your number's called.